Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, PolicyPal is an insurtech platform which helps you keep your insurance in order. It was created by the first startup to graduate from the Monetary Authority of Singapore's FinTech Regulatory Sandbox in order to mitigate the shortcomings of traditional employee benefits processes as well.
Well, Val Yap is a founder of PolicyPal and is a recent winner at the Singapore Women's Weekly Great Woman of All Time Awards, Finance and Commerce Award category. Well, welcome to the studio, Val. What is the genesis of PolicyPal and why you chose to enter this space?
The whole idea of PolicyPal first came due to the family situation that we faced a couple of years ago. My mom was then diagnosed with cancer. I moved back from London to Singapore.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so I was helping in terms of filing for insurance claim. At the point of time, I realized that the whole process is not really clear and transparent. At the same time that the insurance agent that sold the policy to my mother was not around anymore. Mm-hmm. So I went down to the insurance company to track in terms of the claim. The claim payment was rejected. Mm-hmm. The reason they gave was basically the policy was lapsed once. Even though we reincepted the policy, we should have actually brought my mom for a second medical checkup. Mm-hmm. So all this information were not conveyed to us as a consumer. So we let the matter rest. We move on with our life. Unfortunately, within the same year, I lost my father because he passed away due to heart attack. Again, we have to deal with insurance policy. So it was the whole back-to-back situation that like my family faced. Mm-hmm. And because my dad passed away when he was in his 50s, nothing was really planned. So myself and my two other sisters actually have to go down to the insurance company one by one, check whether he had any policy there. Mm-hmm. So from there, the whole experience, I figure that everyone out there potentially will have to face something like this. And many times when you deal with insurance is when something bad happens.
Yeah.
So it started with this idea that I want to empower everyone to be able to hold the data of their insurance policy, be able to file the claim. So that's how we started PolicyPal. The whole experience is basically we want to empower individuals that like they simply just download a mobile application. They can take a photo of their existing insurance policy. We digitalize it for them so that they can actually receive notification wherever they need to pay for insurance premiums, whenever they actually need help. All the emergency numbers are over there so that like they do not have to face something similar that like my family have encountered.
So you saw how fragmented this whole industry was. So you decided that this was something you wanted to sort of put together into one simple way on an entire platform for people to access, right? What were the challenges, though, you faced setting up? Because it is so fragmented.
Exactly. I remember that during 2016 when we first started, InsurTech wasn't even a word. So I was trying to explain what we were building. Back then, I was still working the bank and I was trying to figure out like how do I actually get insurance companies to actually open up the API so that we can connect to the mobile application. So simply to empower individuals to just maybe key in their NRIC so that they can pull all the insurance policy. What we realized is that we're just a really small player and myself was trying knocking on the doors of like insurance companies, asking them to share the data. There's no way that they could actually do that. So to overcome that, we basically explore into the technology that we can actually work on. So we use AI technology, OCR, which is optical character recognition, where individuals simply just take a photo of their existing insurance policy on the policy schedule. Mm-hmm. So we digitalize it, map it to the backend database, and then highlight the coverage gap for the end consumer, as well as we break down the insurance jargons. So one example is that maybe you can look at the insurance policy. It could be accelerated illness. As an individual, you'll be wondering what have I purchased previously. So actually it means critical illness and what am I really covered for?
Right.
So like because the policy stays on with you for years and then it can stay on for decades as well. But the insurance agent that sold you the policy might not be in the industry anymore. So who can you actually ask for help?
Likely not be in the industry anymore.
Yeah, you're right. So that's why, like, we want to build like this platform to empower and give individuals back the ability to hold all this information for them, for themselves, and also, of course, share the key information with their loved ones. So what we have built on within the app is that we give this sharing policy information that can connect with the family member. So, for example, today I have bought a policy. My sister, my mom, can actually have access to them. Of course, given that the approval that I've shared with my loved ones. So, in case, touch wood, anything happen that I will be hospitalized, they can actually help me with that. We have heard a lot of stories about unfortunate stroke incidents, unfortunate hospitalization, and many times you actually have to scramble through the paper documents like at home to look through, oh, what am I covered for? And by then it's already too late. So that's the problem that we're cracking and solving. So over time, as we work on this, the first product that we built was only insurance policy management. Then user base grow, people are asking for more in terms of renewal of insurance. That's where we started looking into MAS, Singapore Regulator FinTech Sandbox.
Okay. Well, we're talking about all this, Val, just wondering as well, have you thought about data security for some of these apps and these concerns? I mean, how do you assure subscribers that everything is safe?
You're right. So, of course, people will be wondering all the data that uploaded onto our platform, are they secured? So we definitely comply to PDPA, all the regulations within Singapore law. We are today regulated by MAS. In terms of the data that they have uploaded onto our platform, it's highly secured with 2FA. So if, let's say, they don't want to share any information with a third party, of course, those will not be conveyed to anyone. Other than that, they can actually choose to set a timer in terms of they want to lock out the PolicyPal account within a period of time. But then we also receive feedback that, like, customers actually want to have access to them whenever they need the help and receive the notification for renewals and then for, like, premiums payment. So all these information are really crucial to the end user.
Right. We're speaking to Val Yap, who is founder of PolicyPal. Val, talk us more about the experience you had at the MAS FinTech Sandbox. What did you take away from there? What was the biggest lesson learned?
The whole experience have been really rewarding. So we were the first startup to enter the MAS FinTech Sandbox and also to graduate there within 6 months. So being able to work together with the regulators and understanding what the framework and boundaries that we should stay within when we are in the sandbox really helped myself, especially when I'm still the first time like founder and first time entrepreneur, figuring out my ways on in terms of how do we get the license. So MAS team actually have a dedicated like support to the sandbox like startup the
graduates,
startups in the in the sandbox program. Other than that is that like it helps us to keep really focused. The thing is that being a first time founder or like as long as you're working in a startup, you tend to like explore many ideas on like how else you can help your customers, your users. But being a sandbox, working closely with the regulator is that we actually plan ahead in terms of like what we want to do during the 6 months sandbox program. Throughout that period of time, we actually give them updates every 2 months in terms of like our users, the drop off, the feedback, what else that like our users and customers are looking out for. So this keep us really focused, and then we are able to graduate within 6 months in September 2017.
Okay, so how was the this policy power, how does it work? I mean, is this on-demand personal accident insurance? I believe it was launched in September. You want to tell us more about that?
Yeah, it's called first of its kind. Those are fighting words, you know. So how does that work?
Thank you. So first of its kind, I have to say that currently you can't see, you can't find any on-demand insurance. Today, everyone is on this like on-demand and subscription economy. And then people just want to turn on and turn off any services. But the traditional insurance is still on a very annual like insurance purchase. case. So we first introduced the personal accident on demand one-day coverage. You simply download the Policy Pal app. You switch on. You just see you swipe right. You get yourself covered for. Mm-hmm. So of course, like today, we swipe right for so many things, and then we got inspired for that. So we introduced these 24 hours personal accident plan in case like you want to go for a bouldering session and you feel that it's kind of dangerous, you want to get yourself covered for. So simply swipe right to get a free coverage, and then for the subsequent coverage, you just need to pay a $6.
Right. Mm. Well, that sounds really convenient,
yeah,
right?
Very easy.
In case you forgot, and maybe your insurance currently doesn't cover that kind of extreme sport or something to that effect.
That's
so,
true.
Oh, very rude of us. Belated congratulations. Mm. You've just won the Singapore Women's Weekly Great Women of Our Time Awards. What's it mean to you? It's in the Finance and Commerce Award category.
Thank you. Thanks for your kind words. And so this recognition means a lot to myself and also, of course, the team. It reflects that the product itself is relevant to the consumers, and then how it can actually add value to everyone's life, which is the driving factor of how and why Policy Pal was started. So nothing is really like more fulfilling than helping Singaporeans and also people here. So based on the stats that 42% of Singaporeans are actually not covered with any single life insurance or critical illness coverage, which actually will affect their families.
That's quite a big number. Mm.
Yes. Mm. So the number is actually looking at age between 20s to 30s. Mm. So these are like the Gen Y, Gen X,
right,
that many of them think that, so based on the studies, there's many think that like
the invincibility of youth.
They are really strong,
yes,
and they don't really need like protection. So that's the culture and the mindset of the Gen Y and Gen X.
Mm-hmm.
So based on our data is that we see actually our users are also in within that age range.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that winning this award, it gives us a form of recognition and keeps us going, motivation that like to continue what we are doing today,
mm-hmm,
as well as building up like the upcoming services that we can continue to service them.
Sure. Mm. And speaking of services, Val, what's next for Policy Pal? What other products, what other services have you lined up?
We are expanding more. Maybe just to cover in terms of our different partners, so working together with insurance partners, making the products a lot more relevant, serving the customers, and actually we're launching a new service which is servicing like our in-house advisors. Next week, we are launching a service which is a direct savings plan for consumers to be able to switch on and buy a savings life insurance policy within Policy Pal app.
Mm-hmm.
They are able to get this covered for under rebates. And if, let's say, they have more questions in terms of like their financial planning, investments and savings plan, they will be able to connect with our in-house advisors where we are able to provide the expert advice.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we've been talking to the recent winner of the Singapore Women's Weekly Great Women of All Time Awards, the Finance and Commerce Award category, Val Yap, who's also founder of Policy Pal. Thank you for coming to the studio, Val.
Thank you.
Listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.